This is Jefferson Weaver with UCCN Local News. Fire departments from several counties responded on Saturday into Sunday morning to a massive fire at the West Fraser Sawmill in Riegelwood. ADR Fire Rescue Chief Steve Camlin said the blaze was fanned by high winds and apparently started in a scrap area. An estimate of damages has not been released. Firefighters were called to the scene around 1:45 on Saturday and did not leave until after 2 a.m. on Sunday. The area is still under observation just to make sure there are no more hotspots. Now, the entire region is under a red flag warning, but a local burn ban has not been issued. The City of Whiteville Fire Marshal Hal Lauder issued a warning today that no burn permits will be issued by the city for the foreseeable future, and conditions are expected to worsen over the next few days. Nearly 2,000 acres are in flames right across the state line in South Carolina. A number of area firefighters headed to Horry County on Sunday to help with the Carolina Forest Fire there. Residents were evacuated from a number of homes in the path of the fire. They have been allowed to return. Several hundred acres burned in western Columbus on Thursday and Friday after a wildfire threatened homes along Mangum Road. The Forest Service was still on the scene, hitting hotspots on Saturday. County commissioners have a full agenda tonight. In addition to public hearings on a planned duplex development and a proposed ordinance regulating campers as residences, the board will consider a memorandum of understanding between the county and the sheriff's office. The MOU outlines what is expected from both the county administration and the sheriff's office. Officials hope the agreement will reduce communication problems over finances with CCSO. Democrats in and out of the General Assembly are crying foul over a bill to require the Pledge of Allegiance to be scheduled daily at public schools. The bill does not violate the federal court's ruling requiring students to say the pledge, but it does require time be set aside for the pledge within an hour of the opening bell. Also rules that the American and state flags should be displayed in each classroom and that curriculum will be in place to explain the historical significance of both flags. Representative Brandon Jones of Columbus County is one of the co-sponsors of the bill. Tomorrow is the Frosty Freeze fundraiser for SCC athletes and the Ambassador Program at Southeastern Community College. Competitors earning the most in donations can avoid a chili dip in the dunking booth. This year's contestants are instructors Nikki Hobbs and Dawn Williamson, with Isaiah Johnson and Mark L. Simmons representing the students. The event is Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. at Southeastern Community College, and everyone is welcome. Different Abilities Awareness Night is Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Chabern Elementary Media Center. Organizations from across the state will be on hand to share information, resources, and support for families and individuals with disabilities. The event is free, and everyone is welcome. Acme Delco Elementary School is going to host Michael Cunningham's Crowns Arts Exposition March 7th through the 20th. The Columbus Arts Council is going to host a reception Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at 822 South Madison Street celebrating the display. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.